My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. You look so laughable, unphotographable.
Previously on Beer Coasters.
Let's crack it.
A little roasted roastiness.
Get that damn fluffy beer out of my face.
You didn't reach across the bar and smack him across the face and say, drink local, damn it.
See how clever we are?
Well, hello again, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in American craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between.
Hopefully
I'm your host
tonight.
This week. Yes, hopefully not tonight. I'm your host this week. This is Mike from Boston, and with me this week is...
Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
And Chris in Dallas, Texas.
Right. Well, happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
We know we're kind of a week late, but that's how we roll.
Yeah.
But,
you know,
yes,
it doesn't have to be one day a year where you show your love to your significant other. Yeah. So that's our excuse.
Yeah. We're
feeling the love all week.
That's right. And this week is our Valentine's Day show, and for our fermentation conversation this week, we're going to try Lagunitas, a little something something.
Mm-hmm.
And for tasting flights this week, Toby, what do you got?
I'm going to try another new brewery. It's from Irondale Brewing Company. It's Swanton Reyes Double Chocolate Stout. A little chocolate, you know?
Chocolate.
The ladies.
Chocolate. Valentine's Day chocolate.
And it's double chocolate. Because I like to double up.
All right. After a little something something, you need a little double chocolate.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, what are you trying this week?
Oh, man. So, as usual, I'm cheating again.
Not only is he cheating, but he's breaking one of his own rules.
Yeah, I'm breaking it. I'm committing a cardinal sin. But actually, not really, because the beer that I'm actually going to review, I'm not going to review both beers. So I'm doing two beers. I'm not actually going to review both of them. I'm only going to review the Southern Star Buried Hatchet Stout. It could be Valentine's if you had a bad Valentine's Day. The Buried Hatchet Stout.
But I'm drink some beer.
I'm actually taking a cue from one of the guys at the local beer stores here, Steven, who works at Kegs and Barrels here in Plano. He recommended doing the Southern Star Buried Hatchet Stout with the Lindeman's Creek Lambic. So it creates basically a chocolate-covered cherry. So, which is Valentine's,
sexy.
Right?
Yeah,
yes,
totally.
Absolutely. Chocolate-covered cherries are totally Valentine's. And speaking of Valentine's, for me this week, besides chocolate and flowers and chocolate-covered cherries...
And how about a little something-something.
A little something-something. How about some white gold from Ithaca, just the Excelsior series, it's their white gold ale.
I'm more of a platinum guy.
And, for all our material girls out there.
Yeah, exactly. Then, of course, the show goes as regularly scheduled. We get the tweet in the backwash and the last call. But right now, we're going to have a little something-something.
Oh,
we're going to be sipping-sipping.
Sip-sipping.
Come on and watch us drink some beer. We're going to talk about it. We're going to drink some beer. Thank you, Petalula.
This is our fermentation conversation, as the song probably points out.
Alluded
this,
to.
We're going to be trying some Lagunitas Little Something Something. This is from Lagunitas Brewing Company out of Petaluma, California. Their website is www.lagunitas.com. The ABV on this beer is 7.5, although on the label it says...
Yeah, 7.5.
Oh, on the website it says 7.3, and on the label it says 7.5, so
I would go
we always like to go with the higher. We like to round up.
Yeah.
The IBUs are 64.2%.
Actually, it's 64.20.
Oh, right. Yes, 64.20. And the for ingredients, I couldn't find much in the way of malts. I did they did mention that it was that they used wheat malts, and for hops, they basically everything that begins with the letter C they used for hops in this beer. So sweet. You know. Take your pick, Cascade, Centennial,
Chinook.
You know, Chinook. Yeah, keep going. So anyway, that's about as much information I got on the ingredients. Rate Beer rates this a 98 out of 100, so we know it's hoppy. Beer Advocate users rate this an A-, and the Alstrom Brothers also rates this an A-. Let's crack it.
Time for a little something.
Oh, my weevil's wobbling.
But they don't fall down.
Oh, mine just fell down.
Ooh.
That's impossible!
It's golden.
I'm being careful to kind of pour this gingerly so I don't get a ginormous head on this thing.
Ooh, that smells nice.
It smells very citrusy. Very golden. I got about a finger of fluffy head.
Yeah.
Yes, very very light golden color, yeah.
Yeah. Clear.
Very like Pilsner very bubbly. Looking.
Yep.
But man, it doesn't smell like a Pilsner.
Oh, no, it does not.
Nice, rich, hoppy, like really bright citrusy aromas.
Piney. There's that oil.
Yeah, like the hop oil. It's like someone like wrung out the hop rag.
Ooh, hop rag.
I don't know if we want to be talking about rags with little something.
Yeah. So it's all right. I'm getting some orange in there.
Yeah, it's funny, a little bit orange, maybe some like zest.
It's all hops. You can't really get past the hops and smell anything else.
Yep. All right, I'm taking a sip.
On that note, let's take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah.
This kind of reminds me of like those fresh hop ales.
That is tasty.
It is. It is very tasty, but it's got something that's different. Like it's not. There's something that doesn't quite feel like the IPA, and I don't know because I can't really.
Right.
I'm not going to say I can taste the wheat because I can't really. You can't really pick it out.
No,
well,
but
it does.
But it has that kind of mouthfeel.
Yeah, it has that kind of doughiness with the hops, and but yet it's still kind of light. It's a little sticky. Like it does have somewhat of a thickness to it, but it's not too thick. It's not real sticky.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, at first sip, you get like IPA, but then it starts to round out and it's that
almost
little
like
bit
a
of doughiness.
Really hoppy Pilsner, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say a really hoppy Hef more than a Pilsner.
Yeah. Cause the Pilsner, you tend to get the metallic-y.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the lageriness out of it, but this
is, and I'm not,
which this
I'm not
has
getting,
none
I don't
of.
Get that. You really don't get, I might be getting kind of maybe like a cracker type malt in there somewhere on the tongue.
See that?
I like this. There's a really good like fresh hop taste out of that. I mean, this on draft must be
awesome.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Because I mean, this just coming out of the bottle tastes like a fresh hop beer, you know?
What's the difference between this and the regular little something? Isn't there a little something?
I don't think so.
And this is the little something something?
I don't think so. There's the little something wild.
Yeah.
Right, there's that one.
I haven't had that one yet.
That's really good.
That one's really good.
That's...
Yeah.
That one has a lot more weediness in it, because they use a wild ale yeast that's much closer to a Hef. So you get the bananas and the... It's basically a Belgian IPA, is what it is.
Yeah.
It's deliciousness.
Would you guys pair this with anything?
I'd pair it with a little something wild.
I say some sort of roasted chicken or maybe like a rosemary chicken.
I was thinking fish tacos.
Yeah, I think I'd have to go spicier with than that. I'd probably go Mexican food sounds good, like a really good bunch of rolled tacos with guacamole and some good spicy hot sauce. Yeah.
God, I miss we always make Mexican ourselves food. So hungry on this show. It's like too late to eat.
Well, the worst is that I can't get...
So this beer reminds you of San Diego?
Yeah. And I can't get any of that here.
Oh, boo-hoo. Try Mexican food on the East Coast. I think Texas is bad.
Yes, Texas is
you're
bad.
Stuck with...
Texas is all Tex-Mex.
Lots all of right. beans and rice.
Lots of chili on everything.
Oh, chili, yeah.
All right, so that's Lagunitas, a little something-something. Hope you enjoyed it, and now it's off to...
Beer news from across the country, this is Hop Topics.
So, you know, we've got quite a few breweries out there that do these special releases once a year, and, you know, most of it's just to build hype around their brand, one of those being Russian River and their Pliny the Younger. So it's out again, and actually by the time this episode comes out, there may not be much left. They release this beer once a year. It's a double IPA,
right? They call
IPA,
it a triple here, but I think it's listed as a...
Yeah, triple.
As a double, but then Pliny the Elder is listed as a double, so I always thought Younger was a triple IPA.
We pulled the article from San Diego Beer Blog, so it's the article that we pulled is actually talking mostly about the availability of this beer in San Diego. They've changed up some things in this year that are kind of interesting, in that you can't get growler fills of it. You got to stay on premises and you got to drink it right there.
This really is about the hype. I mean, honestly, this
absolutely.
I've had this beer before,
sounds like
I've had it at O'Brien's, and I really had no idea how rare it was. Like, I didn't know that it was a, you know,
I think that's what's going on now, is I think that this hype is starting to build so much, but back then, you know,
IPA.
5-6 years ago, it was a big deal, but not like it is now.
The owner of O'Brien's, like, his favorite beers is Pliny the Elder, so like any kind of the Russian River, like the Pliny series, he would usually try to get. So
yeah,
so they basically on this article that we're looking at, they list all of the beer bars and stuff in San Diego, and they kind of give updates as to the availability of it. So you mentioned O'Brien's, it became available at O'Brien's on the 12th, that which was last Saturday at 4 p.m. And the update is that the keg kicked in just over 20 minutes.
That's ridiculous. So
it was available for about 20 minutes. That's how popular it was.
I wonder, it doesn't say how big the keg was. I mean,
I'm
there
sure
was another
a full-size
one.
Keg.
Well, at Stone, they actually mentioned that they had two additional, like, half barrels.
Well, Stone also is the distributor for it in Southern California, so I'm sure Stone had a few more tucked away.
Yeah.
For the employees.
Bastards.
Yeah.
I can't get over that story of the mustard from Stone that people are supposed to be making.
Yeah.
Stone drops off cases of
beer
for
guys.
The mustard. They didn't make the mustard with any beer in it. I still get a kick out of that story.
Yeah, thanks for the beer, Stone.
So I just thought it was interesting about the scarcity of certain beers that different breweries do. And then there's the Dark Lord from Three Floyds that causes a huge commotion every year. You know, people drive from hundreds of miles away to go to Dark Lord Day just so they can pick up their bottles.
Yeah, it's a whole festival.
That's just insane.
Yeah.
It's like you had the sci-fi geeks that would wait in line to watch Star Wars, and then you have like all the beer geeks that would wait in line at Dark
why
Lord
do
Day.
That? I mean, if the beer's that
same
good,
kind of
why isn't it their like flagship brew and they become the largest brewery in the world?
Because it's not. Because it's not. But that's the thing. I mean, it's all psychology.
Beer on the planet.
It's more popular because of how limited it is.
Mm.
If it was available everywhere.
There's a coolness in that, you know, that it's only available once a year, you know, and that's, I can appreciate that.
Oh, I dig the seasonal thing. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Like Celebration. I wish Celebration was available year round, but at the same time, I also think that's actually pretty cool that it only comes out in the during the holidays and it's limited and it makes it that much more special and whatever. So
this seems like even more limited, like seasonal. Like I said, I really...
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I think a lot of the breweries do seasonal stuff because they brew seasonal beers, and a lot of, you know, brewers and breweries do that. But this, it seems like it's a total, like, marketing thing. It's totally to generate
for sure
hype over the product. And but anyway.
And you know that that Charlie, actually, when he was in Italy, he saw the statues of Pliny the Younger and Pliny the Elder.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
He took pictures of them.
Nice.
I forget the story behind who Pliny the Elder and the Younger were.
We probably should have done our homework on that so we could explain to the people.
We should ask the craft beer dragon guy.
That's a great idea. Let's do that.
Hey, craft beer dragon guy, who were Pliny the Younger and Pliny the Elder?
And now time for craft beer jargon.
For this week's beer jargon, the term is a Pliny the Elder. Pliny the Elder was a Roman author, naturalist, and natural philosopher, as well as a navy and army commander of the early Roman Empire. Pliny the Younger was his nephew.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Now
that
we know.
It's just a wealth of knowledge.
And knowing is half the battle.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
All right, this is Toby out west.
Hey, Toby
Las
out west.
Vegas, baby.
Vegas.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Thanks,
and
man.
And I am trying Swanton Rhea's Double Chocolate Stout. This is Irondale Brewery. It's actually brewed and bottled by Hermitage Brewing Company Limited Partnership out of San Jose, California, but it's also actually owned by the MBF company. It's really weird what's going on here. You can find out more information on at irondalebeer.com. It comes in at 8.00% ABV. Ingredients is it's brewed with the finest dark chocolate San Francisco has to offer. Interesting note, Jeff Moses is the owner of a festival promotions company and its parent company, MBF Company, a distributor and importer slash exporter and creator of beer, soda, and wine throughout the world. It's just kind of weird. I mean, this guy has a bunch of different labels under his name. Like he comes out with all these different labels and beers, and then has other breweries brew them for him, but he's just like a promotions guy, like a festival promotion. I don't know. He's a beer lover, so that's cool.
Well, it looks like, it looks like most of the festivals that he does are beer festivals. Like he does the 10th annual Monterey Beer Festival, the second annual BevMo Holiday Beer Fest, Brew with a View, Back to the Boatyard Beer Fest. Like they're all beer, and there's a couple wine ones in there as well. Yeah.
So it's interesting. I've never really come across anything like this before. Rate Beer gives this one an 81 out of 100. And one reviewer on Beer Advocate is Mr. GRG1313 out of Los Angeles, California. He gave it a D+.
A D plus.
D plus, cracking it.
Why? Yeah, some interesting.
So it pours
labels.
Out.
I've seen this farmhouse label before. Didn't one of you guys try this before?
He also does the Topia beers, like the Hop Topia, which I actually have a bottle of, and the Wheat Topia and something else. So it pours out. Very nice looking. It's a very dark, almost black. Dark brown highlights, light brown tannish head. I got about two fingers. Nice frothy head. On the news.
It's weird that this Irondale beer, the only beer that is released on that label is the double chocolate stout.
There's one
the
other
Johnny
one.
Moe's.
I think there's two.
Oh, okay, I see.
The IPA.
Wow, man, these are really confusing.
Doesn't smell like chocolate.
there's a little bit of chocolate. There's a roastiness, but then there's this really weird, I almost want to say like leather.
Horse blanket.
It's not. it's weird. It's like
yeah,
wet leather.
Use that in a while.
No money in the buff.
Like a horse that's been run through the rain blanket.
All right. Well, I do pick up on a little bit of cocoa and a little bit of coffee, a slight roastedness on the nose, but there's just that funkiness. All right, I'm taking a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah.
That's a nice roasted flavor. There's not a whole lot of body to it. It's actually very thin. It's got nice lacing going on. Big roastiness. Like a big roasted coffee, a little bit of chocolate.
And it's a stout, huh? You said double chocolate, and it's just got like
double
a
chocolate
thin mouthfeel.
There's a little bit of chocolate in there, yeah, but it's more of a coffee roasty. Mm. Yeah, real thin mouthfeel, but it leaves you with a nice dryness, a little like bitter coffee dryness in the end.
Is it a dry yet velvety finish?
a little bit. Yeah,
Chris, are you reading that one
of that
review?
Coffee in there.
I'm reading the description from their website.
It's like money in a bottle. Excuse me.
Money in a bottle. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually
I don't get that because I don't think money would taste very good.
Hey, I've eaten a few bucks in my time.
it tastes better than I was expecting. I was expecting it to be pretty gnarly, but this isn't too bad.
You're expecting it to be a D?
D plus?
Well, I don't know.
We'll see. We don't use no letters around here anyway. It's letter stuff. Ain't no letter grades here in the beer coasters.
Brings back bad flashbacks.
Like some old substitute teachers or something?
No, just school in general.
Right.
And the rest is history.
And the rest is history.
Food pairing, you know, I would do is I'd throw this in a milkshake. I would do an Irondale Swanton Reyes double chocolate stout milkshake with it. It has enough roastiness. There's not a whole lot of creaminess to it, so I think maybe put some vanilla ice cream in it and it would get nice and creamy.
So is that your pairing?
That's my pairing. Make a milkshake.
Can't go wrong there.
Yeah. So that's Swanton Reyes double chocolate stout from Irondale Brewing Company.
Part of the MBF company out of Salinas, California.
And now representing the middle of the country, it's time for Chris to drink some beer and tell us what he thinks.
Whoa. Starts off with the defoilage.
So, this is Chris in Dallas, Texas. And, oh, damn. We need a little Jeopardy music here for a second. Okay.
Forget your bottle popper. Oh, you need a corkscrew.
Why would he pop the top?
I need a corkscrew.
There's a cork inside. Oh, I hate it when that happens. See, this is when my pee would have come into effect.
Yep, the double whammy.
Okay, so
ready for all kinds of bottles.
I wasn't quite expecting that. It has a cap, but it also has a cork. So
cap and cork.
A cap and a cork. That's why I was confused.
Wow. Wow.
Hate it when that happens.
This and.
Sounds like the beer is confused.
Whoa. That's some funky contraption you got going there.
That's my rabbit.
Oh, I got one of those for my sister and brother-in-law for
Christmas,
like
I think.
Rock.
The rabbit.
Okay, so the reason that I defoiled and uncapped and then decorked this beer first is because this is a...
You know, this is stuff that you should be doing outside of the ship.
I know. This is a Creek Lambic from Lindemans Brewery in Belgium. And I'm not actually going to review this beer, so I'm just letting you in on the prep for what I'm going to be trying a little bit later. Wow.
Oh, thank you.
Are you going to blend?
The foreplay, if you will.
Wow, this is... It's brewed with black cherries, and it's like super red, like...
Black cherry color.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it smells like a black cherry. So, but on to the actual beer that I'm going to be reviewing. I'm reviewing Southern Star Brewing's...
Are you sure?
Buried Hatchet Stout. This is from Southern Star Brewing out of Conroe, Texas. Their website is southernstarbrewery.com. Style of this beer is an Imperial Stout. ABV of 8.5 with 50 IBUs. Something interesting, the malts that they use in this is a Rar Special Pale, a Crisp Brown Malt, a Breese Roast Malt, a Rar White Wheat, and Rolled Oats. So I'm assuming that they actually get some malts from Rar Brewing Company out of Fort Worth, Texas.
I was going to say.
I mean, I don't know why else they would use that.
Rar.
Yeah, I don't
Rar.
Think there's... the hops that are used are Saphir, and the yeast is a California ale yeast. Rate beer rating of 98 out of 100. Beer Advocate users give it an A- and nothing from the bros.
Must be hoppy.
So I'm going to crack it. That's right, folks.
Oh, nice.
Are you kidding? It is a can.
So he goes from a foil-capped corked beer to a can.
To a can. This nice. Review has got everything.
A little bit of everything.
Chris, is this one of the new breweries that you talked about a while back? Are they brand new?
No, these guys have been around for... No, these guys... I think these guys have been around for... I've seen them for a while, so I don't think they're that new.
Okay. It's the first time you've done them on the show, though, right?
No, I think I did...
Really? I haven't heard of these guys, have I?
The Southern Star Blonde Bombshell Pale Ale. I think it's a pale ale. Or the Blonde.
Oh, yeah.
I've done them.
Blonde
I did
Bombshell.
That one.
That's
yeah.
right.
So.
You did the Blonde Bombshell?
I did the Blonde Bombshell. And followed it up with a Buried Hatchet.
Nice. Congrats.
Thanks. Probably would have been more apt for the show.
Props. Yeah.
Bombshell Blonde is on the rocket.
So,
do you have a rocket between your legs?
On
yes,
the on the
fact,
pour,
she does.
I get
a cowboy hat.
I get a nice foamy two finger head, dark brown in color. Ooh, some roasted roastiness on that nose. Lots of roast. It's very roasty.
It's listed too as a strong American stout. What did you say the ABV was?
8.5. On the nose, lots of roasted, some chocolate, some like medium roast coffee. Oh yeah, it's got a good nose on it.
Sounds
take
good.
A sip.
Taking a sip, yeah.
I haven't heard of the Saphir hops before.
I haven't either.
I've never heard of the California ale yeast. Ew.
Wow, this is really interesting. Probably the roastiest beer I've had. It's very,
Whoa.
Very, like, roasty.
Wow. How
nice.
About that? I'm impressed. That's saying a lot, because we've had some roasty beers.
Yeah.
This one is, like, full on, like, they brewed this over a spit roast. Not smoky, but roasted. It's got some good, really good coffee. I don't pick up as much chocolate in the taste as I did on the nose.
Notice how he hasn't touched his creek.
Well, I wanted to do
all into the roast.
A good review with this one first. So for my pairing tonight, I'm not going to do a pairing in lieu of a pairing. I'm actually going to pair it with another beer. So
brilliant idea.
I know.
We're always up for pairing with another beer.
So I've got the Buried Hatchet.
It's not American craft. beer.
I'm going to take a... Yeah.
He's just got a like a cherry sour face.
Yeah, it's very sour. It's really good, though. Yeah, it's interesting because the sour from the creek really starts to mellow out the roastiness. So you get more of the chocolate in there.
I was saying that I paired something with like a lemon meringue or something because I wanted to get that sour because the beer had a really good chocolate roastiness and thought that was kind of a cool balance. Kind of get something sour in there.
Oh, man. I'm glad he recommended this. This is a really good pairing. Yeah, because of the sour cherry flavors. It's almost soda-like. You know, like a black cherry soda. It's really...
Real lively.
Yeah.
Carbonated, yeah.
That's the thing about those lambics, man.
Tiny bubbles.
Yeah, it's like you took a black cherry soda and mixed it with champagne.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it goes
all
nice.
All the liniments are like that, too. Very, very syrupy, but effervescent, if you will.
Yeah. But yeah, it pairs really nicely with this Buried Hatchet Stout. Very... Play off each other really nicely. So yeah, that's the Lindeman's Creek Lambic and the Buried Hatchet Stout from Southern Star Brewing. And
nice.
Yeah, I think I'm going to sip on these for a little while.
We have another candidate for the Roasted Roastiness Award.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Right. Welcome to my tasting flight here on the East Coast. This week, I'm going to try Ithaca Brewing Company's Excelsior Series. This is their White Gold.
Excelsior!
They call this a rustic pale wheat ale. And it looks like it's kind of a Belgian-American style. Ale.
Belgian American.
This is from Ithaca Brewing Company. Their website is www.ithacabeer.com. They are from Ithaca, New York. Wow, what a coincidence. This particular Excelsior Series beer is year-round. Most of the Excelsior beers are not brewed year-round. They're limited releases or seasonals. The ABV on this beer is 8.0%. The IBUs, I could not find. They were not available. But this, the batch number is the Excelsior Series Batch 25.
Wait.
For malts, they use pills, wheat. And for hops, they use acidulated various hop variety of noble hop varieties. For rate beer, they rate this 93 out of 100. Beer Advocate users rate this a B+, and the Ahlstrom Brothers weigh in with a B.
Whoa.
I'm going to defoil and...
Hey, you know what the Beer Advocate lists as one of the top examples of this style of beer?
I do not.
A little something.
Really? Oh. Yep. Well, good. I'm glad I'll have something to compare it to firsthand here.
You'll have something to compare it to.
That's right.
That's right. If I can get this last piece of... stuff off.
Make sure it doesn't have a cap and a cork.
I think I have a mouse in my kitchen.
Why a cap and cork? Whatever.
Alright, so I'm gonna pop it. Nope. Ooh,
those
no
crazy Belgians.
This is a 750 ml bottle. And I'm gonna pour it. It is very, very light in color. Even lighter than the little something. Got the little cloudiness. Very pale, very cloudy. It's not even, it's not clear like the Lagunitas was. Got a really
little more
kind of haziness.
Weedy, heffy.
I would say there's like a pinky finger of head that's just kind of hanging around a little bit.
On the nose.
Some really bright hop characters. More lemony than like the grapefruit style hops. It's very bright though, and it's got a You almost smell some of that yeastiness in there too. It's kind of interesting aroma. It's like a if you could make like a malted lemon candy.
Hmm.
Kind of smells like that. Very grassy. I'm getting a very grassy hop aroma now too. Very grassy right now. Now that the head is gone, it's just kind of a film. I gotta take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah.
See, this has more of that, the Pilsner style. It doesn't quite have the metallic-iness, but it's got a little bit of a funk in there. But I think it's more just from the yeast that it's got that kind of funky, musty flavor. It's really getting that grassy hop on the nose. Maybe even get almost like a peach flavor in there.
Wow, that's got a nice, pretty all over.
A bitterness at the end, kind of cleans it right up, dries it up. It almost has a like a tartness. That kind of ends. It kind of just sits there and kind of tingles a little bit. This is an interesting one. Jeez, if I was going to pair this with anything, this one's a little bit tougher. But I think this would be a good chicken, maybe even with the floor bean style cooking, where it's more like chicken with some, say, like a mango salsa or something like that would go. Pretty good with this
beer. Nice. I could see with all the fruitiness going on.
I mean, it's got
on.
A yeah. good hop, but it's got a good bitterness that kind of will. I almost kind of feel like my palate's getting kind of cleansed, like every sip, like everything just kind of dries up. And it's interesting. Anyway, if you get a chance, check it out. It's the Excelsior White Gold from Ithaca Brewing Company.
Vagina Crunch Bar says, I was talking to my breggin the looking girls to work at Bacchanal, and he said, UWI full of beer, ugly girl, this year. Only 5 they could use. Wow.
All right, so for this week, we get a little backwash from Tom in L.A. And he says, I haven't listened to the podcast just yet, but Chris, you know that Rogue isn't anywhere near the middle of the country, right?
Yeah.
Unless you're comparing it to the Mexican and Canadian borders.
There you go.
Even then, why not the Avery, the Avery Czar, one of the best beers out of the middle these days.
Yeah, so, Chris, that's my bad.
Avery Czar?
Honestly, I had thought I had done the Czar on the show already, and you've which is why beast, I didn't grab it.
Right?
Huh?
You've done the Beast. You've done a couple Avery
beers. I've done the Beast. I've done the Mephistopheles. I've done the Samael. I've done their sort of demon series, and I've done a bunch of other stuff from Avery, too. I had thought I had done the Czar. And I hadn't, so...
We'll have to do the royal show, where we'll have all czars and kings and things.
Czar.
I will definitely do that beer, because, that is a very good beer, so I will do it on a future show.
I don't think you haven't really been disappointed with any of those Avery beers, especially that series that you tried with the Beast.
Yeah, the Demon series was very, very tasty.
Right. All right. Well, thanks, Tom. We appreciate the backwash. Keep it coming. And this was probably the shortest piece of backwash we've ever received from Tom.
All right, everybody. Bye. last call.
All right, everybody. This is last call.
All right, everybody.
Round
this
them up.
This is where we give our pint ratings. So first up for pint ratings, Toby, what you got?
Okay. Lagunitas little something something. Something that every guy wants for Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? This is good, man. This is good beer. I like this stuff. I like the hoppiness. I like the West Coast feel. I like how they use they make it a wheat beer with the hoppiness. It's good. Good stuff. 4.5, baby. Now, when I go over to the Swanton Reyes Double Chocolate Stout, the best thing this has going for it is that roasted, you know, that dry coffee roastedness. Other than that, I'm going to go with 2 pints. Not bad, not horrible, but yeah. It's okay. Sorry, guys, but that's just, I don't know.
How about you, Chris?
Well, for the little something-something, yeah, I'm right in line with Toby. I thought it's a great IPA. It's very tasty. It's very sessionable. I had that beer gone within minutes. It was.
Yeah, I want another one.
Yeah, it was good stuff. I think I'm going to go with 4.5 also. Couldn't quite give it the 5, but it's very, yeah, very good. For my Buried Hatchet Stout, yeah, roasted roastiness all over the place. It's very tasty and roasty and goodness. For that one, I am going to go 4.5 as well. And
wow.
I don't know about you guys, but I think we've been fairly on a roll lately.
Yeah, we've had some good ones lately. For Lagunitas little something something, I really enjoyed this beer. It's definitely reminiscent of a lot of the West Coast beers that I enjoy with the fresh hop. I give it a 4. And the only reason I give it a 4 is because it really is in this sea of beers that are very similar to this. I really do enjoy it, but how it stacks up with, you know, all the rest of those fresh hop beers, I just don't know. I kind of have to put it a little bit in perspective, because, yeah, I want to rate it higher, but then there's so many other beers that I'd want to rate higher than that, so... Anyway, that's my justification in that.
It's cool, man. 4 is good, dude. 4 is good.
For the Excelsior White Gold, I'm giving a 3.5 because it's drinkable, it's very interesting, but there's just something about it that's, I don't know. It's not that it's missing something, but there's just something that doesn't quite balance well to me. It's very drinkable and has some interesting aromas and flavors. But anyway, that's my pint rating for that. So, any individual shout-outs you guys want to mention this week?
Go check out IrondaleBeer.com. Click on the About Us and find out more about this whole MBF company. And
I want to give a shout-out to Steven at Kegs and Barrels here. He's the one that recommended I do the pairing tonight. And... yeah, big success on that one.
Chocolate coach. Cheers. And I just wanted to throw out Ithaca Beer. It's ithacabeer.com. Check them out. The Excelsior series in particular. You guys can follow us on Twitter. Not just you guys here on the show, but you listeners out there can follow us on Twitter.
Cool, I'm already following you, Mike.
We're Beer Coasters Pod. And we're on Facebook, too. We're always posting stuff on Facebook, and people are posting on our walls, and it's fun. We dig it. So,
Did you say people are pissing on our walls?
Well, probably. They're probably doing that. It's like the newest function on Facebook. Instead of poking, it's pissing on your wall.
Kind of like Calvin.
And don't forget to follow us on Untappd as well.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna be all over Untappd. We're gonna be everywhere.
Untapping coast to coast, baby. And if you have any comments or suggestions, if you want to tell us about your favorite beer, your favorite bar, like Tom in LA has done on several occasions, you can email us, and that is backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com, or you can even call our audio backwash hotline, which is 339-225-9274 or 339-backwash minus the C.
Without the C. And also, don't forget, you can check out our website at beercoasterspodcast.com. You can actually leave backwash there as well. There's a little backwash link and all that good stuff. And of course, subscribe to us in iTunes and also on podcast.com.
Don't forget, for your beer coasters swag, your shirts and steins and stickers and things, go to www.beercoasterspodcast.com and click on the shop link, and you'll find all the cool stuff, including our long sleeve limited edition of the Back in Black.
Jeez. Yeah.
Tell your friends. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, we do.
And if you're ever in Las Vegas, Nevada, check out Aces and Ales on the east side of town. It's a beer bar. Awesome place. Let's see. What are they doing right now? We just had something. They're doing $5 beers all day, all night for the entire month of February.
$5
yes. beers. Every great draft beer will be $5.
Awesome.
They got a bunch of stuff. Rogue, Deschutes, Dogfish Head, Ballast Point, Brewery, Lagunitas, Sierra Nevada Pyramid, Big Dogs, Joseph James, Red Hook, all the good stuff.
Yeah, we get
stuff.
It.
It's good.
Got a lot of beers.
Lots.
And tell them that the Beer Coasters podcast sent you, and you get your first pint free.
Yay!
So never mind the $5 all night. At least your first one will be free, baby.
Right. So just think, if you get five beers, you got that many dollars off.
You only get charged
$4 a piece.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go. And don't forget to support your local brewery by drinking local, and also support your local brew pub, etc. Drink local because local's fresh.
And don't drink and drive. And we all know why. Because it's just dumb.
Yeah. Dumb, bitches.
That's it for this week's issue of the Beer Coasters podcast.
Cheerios.
Happy Valentine's
Cornflakes.
Day. Lucky Charms.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, yeah. And beer. Thanks for everything.
It's
oh yeah, time for a little something something.
It's
sounds like the beer is confused.
It's
I don't know if we want to be talking about rags with a little
yeah.
something.
So it's all right. Yeah, so it's all right.